Roxy, and you're listening to Detail Solutions Podcast, hosted by Alex Russell. And if you didn't know already, he drinks his own pee. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Noxy for that little opening. I think the guys watched one too many Bear Grylls specials about drinking pee. But that's, I guess, Noxy for you. So I just wanted to jump in and do an intro. Since I started doing the openings, I think it's better, but I wanted to set you guys up for this episode. We're not pulling an Noxy. Chris Kennedy was supposed to be on, but he is in the process of moving or something like that and just couldn't make scheduling work for this week. So instead of stamping your passports, your podcast passports for Scotland, Ireland, UK, wherever Chris Kennedy's at, someplace where they say, oi, we're going to stamp our podcasting passports for Canada, the Great White North. We're going to go and talk with Pam from Pinups Detailing. Also, when you're listening to this episode, you will hear a screaming child. Sounds like she's being murdered. That is Haley playing Fortnite with her friends. And when her friends don't do what she tells them to or what they need to do or help her out, she screams and yells at them like she's being murdered in real life. So hope that's not too distracting for you. Maybe you'll even get a chuckle. You guys can maybe even play the drinking game. Every time you hear Haley scream, you take a shot. You'll get drunk before the end of the episode. So thanks again for listening. Now we're going to go talk to Pam.
All right. Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My host this week is Pam Schwartz, right? Schwartz? Is that right?
Schwartz? I just lost you.
You just lost me. Awesome. Right. Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My guest this week is Pam Schwartz. That's right. Schwartz?
Schwartz, yeah.
Schwartz, okay. So, Pam, first questions first. Let everyone know exactly who you are, where you're from, and what do you do?
Okay. So I'm Pam, obviously. Yeah. I am from Alberta, Canada. I was actually born and raised in southern Alberta, kind of near the Montana border.
Okay.
Currently, I am in northern Alberta, where it is much colder, in the capital city called Edmonton. And I have been detailing for about 10 years or so professionally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And obviously, what's your shop for people who don't know?
Pinups Detailing.
So, question for you, side question. How'd you come up with the name Pinups? Where does that come from? Or
it's, we used to have like a little performance kind of shop, and it was called Pinup Speed Shop. I used to do some modeling. I've always been really big in the retro vintage kind of aspect or niche, I guess. Right. So it was Pinup Speed Shop, and the economy tanked in the aftermarket performance world anyway. A few years after we started that, and detailing kind of took off again for me. So I figured, rather than mess around changing a bunch of names, just transfer everything over.
Nice. No, it's cool. It's cool. I was always curious about why it was Pinups. I didn't know if it was like the pinup, like the pinup girl, or if it was just some weird pinup name kind of thing. So now I know. Okay, so the next question is the question I ask everybody. The how, the where, the when did you get into detailing?
Oh gosh. My dad started doing auto body when I was very little. Earliest I can remember, I was probably 7 years old or so. And He painted a Grand National in the little garage that we had that he converted to a paint booth. He painted it like a root beer kind of goldish brown.
Nice.
And when he finished that, he was color sanding it, and I was in there hanging out with him, and he handed me the polisher, and I remember it being so heavy that I just fell over. And he actually still has that machine, and I mess around with it when I go visit him.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of got me into the exterior stuff. And then my mom would do interior detailing, just on the side for cash. She was a stay-at-home mom for a majority of our childhood. So she would do interiors, and I would kind of help her out and watch, and kind of just went from there.
Right. So how did you get to a point of going from 7-year-old helping your dad with a polisher that was probably weighed more than you did to 10 years ago starting your own professional detailing kind of deal?
Well, my daughter is 7. So in the kind of 3 years before her, I mostly did it on the side.
Okay.
I was typically doing a lot of bartending and serving and things like that. And most of the time I would work evenings. So kind of to supplement the household income, I would do it during the day or on my days off. And I don't even remember what happened, but one of the bars I was working at went under or whatever it was, and kind of went into panic mode, and figured may as well keep on with it and go a bit more full time, just to kind of keep the income flowing. And then it didn't matter what I did. Like, I took several other bartending and serving jobs. I did dog training. And I just didn't have that same interest or motivation. Like, I'd work for a couple months and be like, this is boring, or I'm not making enough. These hours don't work for me.
Right.
Whereas, you know, running your own business, you can pretty much do what you want.
Exactly. So. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Go in when I want, leave when I want, work as long as I want. We've already established on this podcast that I like to work as little as possible. So, okay, so this next question, I was actually talking with Bruno the other day, and I told him I wanted to ask you this, and he actually thought it was a really good question. So I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit. So
I just lost you again.
Did you? Okay. So from what I've seen of you, I mean, and we've talked a few times here and there, either through Messenger or actually on Messenger phone calls or whatever. You always come off as like just super nice, easygoing, willing to help anyone and everyone and like all the groups. Like, I see, you know, that you'll kind of, you know, put up a comment when somebody says something. And then it immediately seems to bite you in the ass. And everybody kind of like, the guys just like shit on you. And I'm like, God, why is everybody shitting on Pam? Like, she's the nicest person in the world. So, like, how does that make you feel about, like, not only those guys, but just guys in the industry as a whole? And do you ever think, like, before you type a comment, like, fuck these assholes, I'm not going to help them this time because they're just going to be dickheads about it and shit on me?
I do comment a lot less than I used to because of that. And there's a lot of times, even just this morning, I typed out this big, well thought out comment, helping someone out who had made a new flyer and was asking for opinions on it. And I just said, you know what, I'm not even going to comment because I know where this is going to go. I don't know why it happens. It's kind of always happened. And I've had people tell me, oh, it's because you're a girl, but then you see, you know, other female detailers,
right?
And they don't see this. So I don't know if there's, like, when you're an admin on a group, you have this little shield beside your name. So I don't know if mine has, hey, be an asshole to me, or I never could figure it out. It doesn't really bother me. The only time that's it's good. Ever gotten on my nerves is when, you know, my family is brought into it.
Right.
Other than that, I usually just laugh it off and I'll troll for a little bit and then get bored and carry on.
That is the one thing I will admit is you do kind of have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's, you know, not going to bring any names up, but there's been some pretty memorable back and forths that I've seen you in. And I get a chuckle out of it because you don't let it bother you. And I think that's awesome because like I'm reading them and I'm hurt for you, you know, but like throwing punches back and everything. So, you know, I enjoy kind of seeing it, but it's always kind of like, you know, everything that I've seen from you has just been like so positive and willing to help everybody out. And I mean, it's even weird because like, even in the way that you comment is very like helpful and upbeat. And it's not like you're like, hey, dipshit, you'd got to do it this way. Like you see a bunch of guys do. I mean, you know, there's one notorious group that you can't make a comment on without just getting ripped by everybody in the group, which I think the admins in that group do an absolute terrible job. But yeah, I mean, that's just one thing that I was, you know, kind of curious about, because you just come off as so nice and so upbeat that like I hope that doesn't get you down or ever make you just want to not be in the groups anymore, because I enjoy seeing your comments. Some of the things I've seen you post too have been, you know, kind of helpful for me. You definitely, as a detailer, I'm not even gonna say as a female, as a detailer, know your shit. You know, the some of the things that you posted, I'm like, holy shit, Pam knows her stuff. like on that same topic, do you feel it's more challenging being a female detailer, detailing because I asked Esme the same question too, and I think Jackie as well, I think all the girls, because I'm kind of curious. Like with your clients or with other detailers, do you get like any kind of, you know, where you're just a girl, you know, kind of detailer, or, you know, have you ever had a client show up that maybe didn't know that you were going to be detailing their car, even though your name's Pam and you definitely sound like a girl and they, you know, yeah. Something.
Both from other detailers and from clients. As some examples, just recently, I had a local detailer here tell me that this certain ceramic coating company would never certify me because I'm female.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of explaining to him that being a female, I have to work twice as hard for half the recognition that a man does. And he didn't seem to think that was correct, but 30 seconds earlier had said that they would never certify me. So it's definitely a big thing. And I have had situations with clients where they didn't know that it was me doing the work. I've had people ask to speak to the owner or the manager. I've had people think that I am a receptionist.
Right.
And a few weeks ago, I actually had a guy say that he talked to the detailer in the back, the guy that does the work, and he said the price would be cheaper than what I said it was.
that's similar to like what Megan told me when I talked to the bakers, you know, because Megan said that Rashid doesn't really talk to any clients. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do any of the sales pitches or the quoting or anything like that. And she kind of said the same thing, you know, that clients would come in and be like, well, I talked to the guy, and she's like, no, he doesn't quote
for anything. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. And then, you know, you kind of mention, hey, I'm the only one that answers the phone. I'm the only one that does the work, and people are pretty not so nice about it. I've had reviews left on my page for the same thing. A guy had booked his Corvette in for coding, and it was just a Stingray. So it was a few years old, wasn't anything special. And he showed up to drop it off, asked to speak to the detailer. And I said, well, I'll be the one doing the work. And he lost his mind, peeled out of the parking lot, and left a 1-star review saying, why would I ever let a woman touch my car?
Wow.
He did remove it, though. He got destroyed by the rest of my clients. So that was nice. But I definitely get that a lot. I've been told to make a fake Facebook and have my name as Paul, just to see what the differences are and how I'm treated.
Right. I mean, I could see that, but at the same time, you kind of don't want to, you know, present that way, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of strange. That was very un-Canadian of him, right? Because I mean, you guys are all supposed to be nice up there.
Oh no, we're horrible up here.
It's all that cold weather, man. I don't know how you guys realize.
We're very grumpy.
Yeah. So these questions I've started asking everybody because I think they're really good questions, and I'm not gonna lie, it does get
just
hard.
Lost you again. Just repeat that sentence.
Hang on. Yeah. Okay. So these next couple of questions I've been asking everybody, and it's more of me just being lazy. It gets really hard now that we're kind of like 16 weeks into this, 15 weeks into this or something like this now, or 15 or 16 podcasts, to try and come up with individualized questions for everybody. So I'm rehashing questions now. Mm-hmm. So first one of the group is, if you could go back and give yourself advice when you first started the business, what would it be?
Stop helping people who don't help you, or don't help people that don't help you.
Yeah, don't comment on Facebook groups.
Yeah, that too.
What are some detailers that you look up to or that have mentored you that you're like really appreciative of?
Oh, there are so many. Yourself, you've saved my butt a few times.
Thank you.
Noxie, absolutely.
We gotta talk about that guy on every episode, it feels like. I'm just hoping one day nobody mentions him.
He's such a good guy, and he's always willing to help. He could be having the worst day ever, and I had a video call with him once and he was super busy. And I said, whenever you have a second, he called me 10 seconds later. He's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's figure out what's going on. Yeah, so he is awesome.
He is amazing.
Jason Bruno, he's helped me a lot in dealing with that being a female detailer thing.
Right.
Always helpful, always shares things, always likes your posts. And, oh, there's so many. Just my mind just goes blank when I have to think about it.
No, that's fine. I mean, you don't have to list every single one. I'm just always curious as to, you know, who are the people out there that are, you know, kind of, and not even if it's in a mentorship way, you know, like you mentioned me, I don't feel like I mentored you in any way, but the fact that I was able to. And I'm guessing you're talking about that phone call we had with, what was it? You had some kind
over tray of undercoating. Yeah.
I mean, even just something like that, that the mm-hmm. the people out there, the detailers out there that are just willing to like, hey, I'm not even sure. Cause that's what I told you. Like, I'm not sure this is going to work, but this is my thought process on it. Give it a try. Cause nobody else had kind of mentioned that yet, on mm-hmm. your post. So no, I'm always curious to see who are the people out there, you know, that are kind of stepping up and putting the help out there without being a quote unquote mentor or a detail celebrity, kind of deal. So no, that's pretty cool. And then this one's kind of the, like the dinner table type deal. You know, who is somebody that you would love to sit with for an hour and just pick their brain or have a good conversation with, living or dead, doesn't really matter. famous or non-famous, who's your person?
In general or in the detail industry?
It doesn't have to be anything. It could be alive or dead, detailing, non-detailing. It could be somebody that everybody knows or somebody that nobody knows. I'm just curious.
Dimebag Daryl.
Who's that? Dimebag. I'm sorry, yeah, Dimebag Daryl. I know what Dimebag is. I'm sorry. It like glitched just a little bit when you said it, and it didn't sound right. That's pretty cool. Why Dimebag Daryl? Just curious.
I have loved Pantera for so long, since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And it's just such the saddest story, and there's so much unknown surrounding his life and his death. And everyone would describe him as so scary when they didn't know him, but then you meet him and he's the nicest person.
Happy, yeah. He was so happy, yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that you said that, because when I asked Josh that same question and Josh flipped it back on me, my answer was Eddie Van Halen. So mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, Eddie Van Halen and Dimebag Daryl didn't know each other for very long, but like became hugely close to the point mm-hmm. where Eddie buried the original Bumblebee guitar with Dimebag, because Dimebag wanted Eddie to make him a yellow and black striped, or a black with yellow striped guitar. And Eddie said, I can't bury a legend without a legendary guitar. And I thought that was awesome. So it's kind of cool. You picked somebody kind of similar. Now in this hour, would you just want to talk with him, or would you want him to teach you how to play guitar?
I probably would pass out for that entire hour, to be honest. I'd go 50-50. I have a couple of BC Rich Warlocks that I wouldn't mind shredding down with him.
Nice.
And yeah, a whole lot of conversation and yeah.
BC Rich Warlocks, man, that's old school 80s.
Yeah.
That's old school
80s. Yes, I have three.
Nice. Nice. Lita Ford played those a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, so this one's kind of a funny question. Where'd it go? There it is. I always love it when you make these posts about guys trying to slide into your DMs. What is it about Pam that everybody wants to like date you or hit you up? Because you have a husband, right? Or a partner or...
Yeah. Well, we've been together for 10 years.
Right.
It was 10 years, October 8th. And and we have a 7-year-old daughter together.
Yeah. I just find it so funny that you always post those up like, no, dude, it's not going to happen. But these guys are always hitting you up.
I don't know. It's in high school, I was very, very tomboyish. And a lot of these people are people that I knew back in high school.
Gotcha.
A lot of them were the popular ones, and I was emo,
right.
I guess I could say. but now it's like, I don't know, it's like they're working dead-end jobs. I think it's more the thrill of knowing someone that knows a business, because as a teenager, you're like, yeah, whatever, okay. And then right. as an adult, like, you know, this person owns a business, they're successful, they have a family. I think everyone just thinks that I'm loaded.
That is the furthest. Yeah, they think you own a business. They think you have money. Exactly. That's how my daughter thinks. My daughter thinks we're rich because I have
mine too.
Yeah.
Mommy has the shop, so mommy can get me all these toys.
Yeah. She doesn't understand that money that I collect for a ceramic coating job has to go into the bank and pay bills. She just sees.
Yeah.
Me collect money, and she's like,
that's a lot of money. A lot of money. You can go to Toys R Us.
Exactly. So as somebody that you've been in it for a while now. I mean, you've been doing it kind of longer than I have. And being from a different country, do you see any differences in the detailing community in Canada versus the US? I know probably in the US you're probably just seeing from Facebook, but there's a lot of us on Facebook kind of deal. Whereas, I mean, I know there's a lot of Canadian detailers, but honestly, I probably couldn't name a whole bunch of them on the, on the tip of my tongue or tip of my head without thinking about it really. But do you mm-hmm. see any real differences between, you know, just, I know we're not that far away. It's not like, you know, the UK or, you know, Asia or something like that, but.
That's a tough one. Industry wise, the difference is that Canada is typically 2 to 5 years behind the US with everything. So Angel Wax, for example, you guys have had for, I believe it's like 8 years now, something like that. Angel Wax came into my life about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And myself and my friend Stefan, who introduced it to me, we were the only ones using it for a year and a half, 2 years after that. And right. I started sharing it with a lot of the local guys here who would share it with people they know. And then kind of kicked off everything. So we're always behind. Same with ceramic coatings. Ceramic coatings only started getting big here last year.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we're way behind. As far as the actual detailers themselves, there are a lot of amazing detailers in Canada, but I think we don't really focus on being online so much. I do personally. Just because I know the value of social media for a business, but there are a lot they'll post once a week on their page and that's pretty much it. And they're not in any of the groups. They don't discuss any of this. A lot of them honestly still use forums. So we are way behind.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, and honestly, I mean, it's not like everybody's in the groups like, hey, I'm from wherever kind of deal. It's just, you know, obviously the ones who bring it up or mention it or are proud of it are obviously the reason why I know that they're from anywhere. Otherwise, you know, everybody that I'm in a group with, I feel like could be right down the street. I mean, you know, half the times, even though they're here in the United States, I don't even know where the heck they're at, where they are, unless they kind of, you know, talk about it. And it's, you know, it's kind of funny because I'll talk mm-hmm. with Jason about people and Pain Assassins. And he's like, yeah, you know, they're here or they're there. And I'm like, oh, really? I never knew that kind of thing. What are some goals that you have for 2021?
Everything kind of changed this year for me. This is my second year in the shop that I'm in. I had hoped to expand to a larger shop.
Uh-huh.
And my lease is actually up December 31st, but I just re-signed for another few years. But that was my goal for next year, was to have a bigger shop, hopefully have an employee or two. And, kind of get my name out there a bit more. I've always wanted to stay small in a way that I will always be running things.
Right.
But I just wanted to expand enough because in the summertime I can be booked 3 months out. And right. I just find it really unfair to a lot of clients or people who have supported me for so long to, you know, put them on the back burner for months or weeks or however long it is. And
right, exactly.
It really takes a toll on myself too. Like this summer I went on vacation. We just went camping. I believe it was July 1st for about a week. And besides that, I did not have a day off between May 15th and 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
About a week ago. So there was no day off.
Yeah.
Including Sundays. I was working every Sunday. I'd get home at, you know, 7, 8 at night and quickly do a load of laundry and do some motherly duties and then back at it 7 in the morning. So
right.
It gets frustrating.
Right. Now, let me ask you, because I've asked everybody that I've talked to who's kind of in the north, but you're like north. How is it winter to summertime? I mean, like, how's the drop off when you guys hit wintertime? Is it just shut down, stay home, or are you still staying fairly busy enough?
Where I am, the first snowfall usually happens in October and everybody knows it won't stay long.
Okay.
And then it melts. And then usually mid-November, we get our actual snow. And it was the same this year and last year. As soon as that second snowfall hits, it is full stop.
Wow.
I was doing 5 to 10 appointments a week, depending what they were, until a couple weeks ago. And now I did a headlight restoration today, and that's all I've done this week.
Oh, wow. So how do you, what do you do in that time? And how long from, like, that November snowfall till you're ramped up again? Like, what's the timeline on that? And then again, what do you do, you know, in that time?
It's roughly November 15th to March 15th, give or take a week or two.
Wow.
So it is a very long period of time. And in March, typically we do still have the snow. It's just getting warmer. So people think, hey, now it's time to get all the salt out of the carpet.
Right.
Time to get my undercarriage cleaned, get my coating topped up, whatever it is. It becomes very cutthroat in these months, and people that you've known for years and have been friends with for years will create an issue
right.
in order to make you competition again rather than being friends. In the summertime, we all refer each other to one another when we're busy.
Right.
In the winter, it is people will go out of their way to say that shop one does really bad work, or they'll be $100 cheaper than shop two. It gets terrible.
Right. So do you still actively take appointments during that time? Or are you just kind of like, if I don't have anything, I don't have anything? Do you find other means of work, or is it just you save during the make hay season, so to speak, that you can kind of live off for those? God, what is that? Like, that's like 4 months almost, pretty much. November to March.
4 months, yeah. Roughly 4 months.
Five months.
Wow. It's bad. We do save up in the summer, or we try to anyway, to right. kind of maintain everything over those months. I am open year round. I do lease an actual facility. When I was out of my house, it wasn't so bad because then I could just go back to bartending over the winter.
Right.
And obviously now with COVID, that's not really a thing.
Yeah.
So I'll just kind of keep taking what I get. I did last year get into t-shirts and like heat transfer products.
Okay.
A few years ago, I got into reselling of products. So it's not terrible. It's not great in the winter, but it does right. definitely help. The shirts thing though, that is huge at this time of year for kind of getting ready for Christmas. Right. Everyone's looking for custom stuff or ugly Christmas sweaters, Christmas gifts, things like that. So I kind of go with what I see.
Right.
And if I see something is becoming popular, I will jump on that. And 3 years ago, actually, there was a really big issue here with waiting 3 weeks in line to get your winter tires put on.
Oh, wow.
So I actually used a few thousand dollars and bought a tire machine and balancer. And that does help sustain it in the wintertime anyway. And then in the spring, right before the detail side picks up, we do all the summer tire swaps.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. So just little things like that right. we notice are popular.
So now are you actually changing tires, or do you have somebody does it for you?
I can. Most of the time, it's my other half, or we have a friend of ours. He's doing them this year, just because of everything that's going on. My other half did end up going back to work. So this friend of ours is doing them for now, but I'm always there with him if he needs help or something goes wrong.
That's cool. And when you mentioned about you wanted to this year try to get into a bigger shop and maybe try and add on a person or whatever, what was the reason for not doing that? Obviously, I'm guessing maybe COVID shutting everything down and then tanking
the
economy kind of deal.
Oh, I just lost you. 1 second.
I didn't really say anything, but
nope, lost it again.
Close to the end. And you guys kind of had it a little bit rougher with the shutdown than I think. And I'm not going to say us down here in the United States. I'm going to say me down here in Florida, because thankfully we've got a governor that understands that bitches got to make money.
Pay taxes if you make money.
Yeah. So he is not talking about shutting the state back down again. So hopefully it doesn't go that way. With new administration coming in, and I know they want to shut it down, but hopefully he'll tell them where they can go. All right. So we're getting to the end now. These are the rapid fire questions. It's going to be a this or that. It's kind of don't think about it, just answer type of deal. So interiors or exteriors?
Interiors.
Really? Why? I'm curious.
Lost you again.
Oh, damn. Okay. So you said interiors. So just curious, why?
$200 in an hour and a half, 2 hours versus $1,000 in 2 days.
Okay, good point. Solid point. Solid point. Solid point. Look, I'm all about doing smaller stuff and shorter times and things like that. But I'd rather do like a $400 exterior in 4 or 5 hours and do multiples of those than do interiors.
But I don't like wet shoes.
Yeah. So here's one that might be a little touchy subject for you. Rupes or Flex?
Lost you again.
Oh, dang. Okay. Touchy subject.
Froze
touchy
again. Wait, maybe.
I'll be back.
There we go.
Okay. So might be a touchy subject for you. Rupes or Flex?
Flex.
Windows or washing and folding towels?
Towels.
Wow. Okay, so you're the first person other than me to say that so far. Sun shots or lighted shop shots?
Lighted with a scan grip?
I guess kind of like what I just did with my shop, or like Cormie has in his shop, or, you know, I don't want to say like the tunnel.
Oh, no, there we go.
I don't want to say the tunnel. I don't want to say the tunnel, because not everybody has a tunnel, but just like, you know, massive lights all around so that when the car's sitting in there, it has that WAP look to it.
Sunshots.
Okay, me too. Mobile or shop?
Shop.
Left Twix or right Twix?
Like the chocolate?
Yeah.
Left.
Wax or ceramic?
Wax.
Why?
So much easier. I like a warm glow than a cool candy.
It's a good question. See, I think it has its place on certain cars.
Yes. In Canada, it's wax or a 1 year coating. Everything is a 1 year coating here.
Right, because it's not gonna last.
Yeah.
Last and most famous question, Team Alex or Team Noxie?
Ooh.
It's supposed to be a quick one now. You're not supposed to think about it.
Do I have to make a choice?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't.
Neutral.
I almost think everybody that picks me is kind of lost their mind.
Feeling bad for you?
Yeah. They're just trying to be nice because they're on the podcast and they want a nice question, but even I would pick Team Noxie sometimes. Well, that's it. We made it. Yay! We survived. Yay! I really appreciate you doing this. So for everybody who's trying to slide into your DMs, where can they find you? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, OnlyFans, anything else? Boy.
Facebook, Instagram, at Pinups Detailing. I do have a TikTok. I rarely use it, but also at Pinups Detailing, and that's about it. I use nothing else.
That's good. I'm going to follow you on TikTok. I just watch it for the funny videos.
Same.
Mainly, but most of the detail guys are on it now and girls. So I try to follow them along as well. So Pam, I really appreciate you jumping on and doing this with me. It was a pleasure to face-to-face kind of talk with you and get to know you a little bit better. I see you do all this killer work. In the groups and everything like that. And you're super knowledgeable. Anybody who says otherwise can go suck it for all I care. I'm team Pam all the way. So you have a good night. Try not to freeze. It's like 78 ish down here. So
don't 30 here.
Yeah. You can keep it. You can keep it. I think it's supposed to get to like 60 sometime next week, and that'll probably be horrible. Dude, it'll probably be hoodie. It'll be hoodie weather, so at least I'll get to put my hoodie on. So
it's t-shirt weather here.
Yeah, I bet. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it again. Thank you so much. You have a great night. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Pam. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks everybody for listening. That again was Pam with Pinups. I really think Pam's phenomenal detailer, phenomenal person. I think she's got a good head on her shoulders. She's very smart, knows what she's talking about. So I enjoy talking with her and reading her stuff and seeing her stuff. So again, this is the time. Please, wherever you're listening to us, hit that subscribe button, get the notifications for when the new episodes drop, even though you guys know they always drop on Sundays at 6 Eastern Standard Time. So that way you can get the first listen in. And if you guys got any ideas, you can go in the Anchor app and there's a place where you can leave us messages. There's actually a record option where you can record us some stuff, and hopefully I can figure out how to edit it into an episode. I don't know who we're going to talk to next week. I've got to talk to whoever's next on the list and see if they're ready to go. If not, I'll find somebody else. So stay tuned for next week with insert name here, and we'll talk to them and find out what they're up to. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate it. Have a nice day, night, wherever it is you're at.